SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting in Battle, New Jersey. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he'll resign his seat next month. Bob Agnew reports.
Pressure had been mounting on the New Jersey Democrat to depart the chamber voluntarily after he was convicted last week on bribery and other charges. The 70-year-old Menendez, who now faces potentially decades in prison, said after his trial, quote, "I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent." His resignation becomes effective on August 20th, but Menendez is still vowing to appeal his conviction. Bob Agnew reporting.
Democrats plan to push ahead with a virtual roll call ahead of their convention with Kamala Harris favored.
The DNC convention starts August 19th, but Democrats are moving towards a virtual roll call ahead of that to formally nominate Kamala Harris for president. Connecticut Delegate Kenneth McClary.
Anywhere between August 1st and August 7th, there is a potential roll call vote because of some issues with access to the ballot. We know that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are going to put legal challenges all across this country to stop Kamala Harris.
As for a potential VP, New York Delegate Diane Costello says strategically it needs to be a white man from a swing state.
I've been very impressed by Mark Kelly, so that would make me quite happy.
I'm Julie Walker.
The director of the Secret Service has resigned in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against former President Trump. The shooting unleashed an outcry about how the agency failed in its core mission to protect current and former presidents. Kimberly Cheadle faced growing calls to resign and several investigations into how a gunman was able to get so close to Trump at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points, the Nasdaq dropped 10. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building is discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. Government officials say the new plan will be an important milestone. This is SRN News. Ukrainian, Italian, and Lithuanian athletes are among the arrivals at Paris's International Airport ahead of the late July Olympics. We hear more from correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
With the start of the Olympics just days away, athletes from around the world are touching down in Paris ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. All of them have high expectations. Italian rower Vincenzo Abagnale says he hopes to perform at his best.
There are good preparation. I hope for our best performance.
Ukrainian athletes too are present, despite the backdrop of war in their homeland. Another rower, Anastasia Kozhenkova, "We're grateful to our armed forces, but I wanted the victory here to be the same as the victory at home." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.